In Louisville today, there's a vigil for the 5 people killed and 8 injured in the shooting at Old National Bank on Monday, when a 25-year-old bank employee opened fire. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg, who himself survived a shooting at his campaign headquarters last year and was friends with one of the victims killed at the bank, is calling for gun reform in Kentucky. Another voice calling for action is Dr. Jason Smith. He's the chief medical officer of the University of Louisville Hospital, where victims of Monday's mass shooting were treated. Dr. Smith, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the program this morning.
I'd love it if you can tell us what it was like on Monday as the victims began coming in. What is it like to respond to an emergency like a mass shooting?
There's a lot of confusion. I mean, I think that's the first thing that hits is people don't know exactly what's going on. And then the patients start arriving. And once the patients start arriving, you kind of go into your training and all the stuff that you've prepared for this. We are lucky. We've got a fantastic team of physicians and nurses here that are really dedicated to caring for victims of injury and violence. And they work really hard on making sure that they are at bedside and focusing on the person that's in front of them.
I imagine it takes a toll to treat gunshot victims and possibly to do it, when there are so many of them coming in. Has your emergency room had to do it frequently?
Yeah, this is one of the things that unfortunately we do on a not infrequent basis. In the midst of this mass shooting that we had in Louisville, we had other victims of gunshot wound violence coming into our emergency department to be cared for on completely unrelated incidents. Mm. And so even in the midst of this, it doesn't stop. It's just a continual deluge of people and patients that are suffering from gunshot wound injuries.
I imagine one of the things you have to do is not just put all your efforts into treating people instantly, but then you have to turn around and give some really bad news to some loved ones.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part. And if there's one thing that you could ever show people that I think gets missed quite often is the toll this takes on the families, the friends, the loved ones of the people that are involved. I mean, you only need to sit in a room and hear the cries and the wails and the screaming for their moms and their dads to understand that this has devastated an entire family, an entire neighborhood, and an entire community.
Yeah, and I guess we really don't see that. What kind of a toll does it take on you and the wonderful doctors and nurses who you work with?
We are a fairly resilient bunch, but, you know, the day in, day out of having to deliver news like that and the emotional toll it takes on those responding is just unquantified, to be honest with you. And I tell people all the time, every time you have this conversation, it takes a piece of you with it. And there's only so many pieces to give.
Mm. Dr. Smith, you spoke at a press conference yesterday in Louisville where you said some of this. You also called for lawmakers to do something about guns. Why are you speaking out?
So I think it's important that the physicians, the nurses, the people that are seeing their communities effective raise their voice and ask for help. And we need to have our voices heard about finding a change to make this better.
What is that change? Because I know you said at the press conference in a really heartfelt and sincere way that you're a doctor, not a legislator. But I wonder if you have thoughts about what you'd like to see happen.
You know, I wish I did. And I wish I had a solution for this. This is a very complex problem. And it's going to take complicated solutions. But we need to start having real heartfelt discussions about how we can fix this, because it's becoming a massive, massive public health crisis in the United States.
Dr. Smith, it seems like one obvious answer is gun control. Do you think that will ever happen?
I don't know. I think if you look around the country right now, there are so many different, you know, laws regarding gun control and what we can and can't do, and they are only marginally effective. I'd love to say that Chicago doesn't have this problem. Chicago has this problem. California, Los Angeles has this problem. Louisville has this problem. Baltimore has this problem. There are going to be and needs to be a lot of things done to fix this and reverse this course. But it's going to require people to act, and it's going to require people to talk about this without, you know, the rhetoric associated with what we have seen over the course of the last few years.
I wonder if you can leave us with a story of a victim who you have treated that really sticks with you, because to your earlier point, we don't hear enough about the impact on the families when they lose someone to gun violence.
I'd love to tell you there's one. There's so many that I have treated through the years. You know, I remember holding hands with a mom and delivering the news that her son, who had just graduated and was getting ready to go to college, had been impacted by gun violence and had been killed through no fault of his own. He was playing basketball with friends. And, you know, this is a mom that had put her life. She had worked two jobs to help support the kid. The kid had done fantastic in school, was living out the life's dream of his entire family. And it was cut short for senseless gun violence. And that young man could have been something wonderful in our community. And he is not here to do that. He's not here to fulfill that role in our city, our community, and the lives of the people that he was with.
Dr. Jason Smith is Chief Medical Officer at the University of Louisville Hospital, where victims from Monday's shooting were treated. Dr. Smith, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for letting me speak.